Passover.
And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet.
In 1991.
Then Herod summoned the Magi secretly and carefully ascertained from them the time when the star had appeared to them.
In 1991.
And sending them to Bethlehem, he said,
the moment now.
Go and make careful inquiry concerning the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and worship him.
In 1 year.
Now they, having heard the king, went their way.
In this century.
And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was.
Overnight.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly.
6, 7, 8.
And entering the house, they found the child with Mary his mother.
In 6, 8,
and falling
7.
Down, they worshipped him.
Today.
And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold,
now.
Frankincense, and myrrh.
Immediately.
And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another way.
Last September, November 8th.
Then Herod, seeing that he had been tricked by the Magi, was exceedingly angry.
Soon.
And he sent and slew all the boys in Bethlehem and all its neighborhood who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had carefully ascertained from the Magi.
After the Second World War, last year.
That was the story of the three wise men's visit to Christ.
It is not.
And
today,
Meg and I think that it's an important part of the story of Christmas.
Too late.
And we wanted to share it with you.
5 years.
1,041,000 years ago, there was no art. But one day on January 17th, to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
24 hours of radio art.
CITR presents another 24 hours of radio art.
Radio art.
Tune in from midnight to midnight on January 17th for one gigantic art exhibition.
It's a bunch of people. They're kind of crazy. There's no question about it.
Worldwide on CITR.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first. Sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:33 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead, your host, and coming up for the rest of the day, just for the show, actually, is a lot of Christmas presents. I was looking at my record collection last night and realized how much I've been given stuff and how much I've enjoyed it. And so, therefore, I think in the season of the giving and the spirit or whatever, I will share some fairly amazing gifts that I've received over the years. You're going to hear a lot of weird stuff. We're talking all the way back to when I was a wee tot. And however, we're going to actually play some new stuff to start off with. Speaking of gifts, we've been given something very, very nice from our friends at Divorce Records. Divorce Records, the wonderful label out of Halifax. And we're going to start off with a track by Aiden Baker. Aiden Baker, better known as one half of the amazing drone duo Nadia. This is something brand new. It's a split with Noveller. And this is a track simply called Disturbances, Part 1 and 2.
Thank you.
and some damn fine ambience to start off the show with there. Aiden Baker, gentleman originally from Nadia. That is entirely electric guitar there. And a wonderful track called Disturbances Part 1 and 2. Released out on a split album with Noveller on Divorce Records. Check out everything on their catalog, divorcerecords.ca, out of Halifax. Divorce, best known, actually, at least in Vancouver territory, for putting out the newest Shearing Pink's album, and probably one of the best releases of the year. They're very, very good. Aiden Baker, you're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is going to be kind of a Christmas present show. Like I said earlier, I was looking through my records and realized how many Christmas presents I've received throughout the years, and decided to pull a bunch of them out, and we'll just kind of see where the music takes us. These are all records that were given to me, and we're going to start with probably the earliest record ever given to me. I think it's 1978 when I was given this one, and well, I'm sure you'll know it. I hope you do, and you know, we'll see. Well, like I said, we'll see what happens. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. I've waited long enough, and now the time has come.
Oscar, what are you doing anyway?
What does it look like I'm doing, Bob?
Well, it looks like you're, you know, making a mess.
I'm getting ready to sing my song, so I'm throwing out all my trash onto the sidewalk. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, I wouldn't say it's exactly beautiful, Oscar.
Well, I would. Just look at it all. What a beautiful, junky mess of rotten, rusty, mangy, musty, crummy, beautiful trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Some newspaper, 13 months old. I've wrapped fish inside it, it's smelly and old. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Restless junk. 5 o'clock, it won't work, and then no telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone, and I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
The pyramids were in construction. The pharaoh glowed with satisfaction. But then to his immense surprise, his empire fell before his eyes. 100,000 busy slaves downed their tools and stood and stared. The Red Sea wall stood like a canyon. The pharaoh pulled up in his wagon. Within those walls of glass, a herd of whales go racing past.
2,000 fishy tales crossed his mind about the day. And Charlton Heston put his vest on. The broken tablets had been mended. The golden calf had been appended. We'd always ask them to describe. How Charlton Heston put his vest on. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, shalt not commit adultery. Boils the size of 50p. Lights, camel, action. Bushes that refuse to burn. See these sandals hardly worn. Raining blood, raining bread. The night we painted. Thou shalt not covet, shalt not lie, thou shalt not bonk your neighbor's wife. The recipe for eggs, right lice, 100 ways to kill a fly. Love your daddy, love your mummy, put your bread in milk and honey. Loved his fish, he did, never beat the wife and kids. Out through deserts, out through sand, until we reach the promised land. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, shalt not covet, shalt not be. Oil's the size of 50p.
Huh? Should your European sun, you spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone, you better sit so long. Hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the sea. Your European sun is gone, you better sit so long. Your clouds keep you goodbye.
Thank you.
Jesus comes again, I'm gonna be ready. There won't be time when the trumpet starts to sound. That's when this whole world will be torn apart like confetti. And the ones who know God's word won't be around. If you'd like to be one of us who goes streaking across the skies, just believe that Jesus is the Son of God and for sin was crucified. When Jesus comes again, I'm gonna be ready. And my friend, I pray you'll be ready too. When Jesus comes again, I'm gonna be ready. He'll change me in the twinkling of an eye. And these two hands I've often raised just to praise him will be waving this whole sinful world goodbye. If you'd like to be one of us who goes streaking across the skies, just believe that Jesus is the Son of God and for sin was crucified. When Jesus comes again, I'm gonna be ready. And my friend, I pray you'll be ready too.
but the light. No, they won't be home tonight. The snow falls hard, and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh, Celebrate cuts from slivers. Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
And what a lovely lengthy set of music we just had there. All Christmas / birthday presents given to me over the course of my lifetime, and I thought I'd share them with you. Yes, Christmas and whatever you want to call it, holidays, give stuff out. It makes you feel really good. And I know it does to me. And I also like getting stuff as much as I like giving stuff. And so that set was just kind of all over the place. And yeah, I played some stuff that you wouldn't normally hear on a noise. But like I said, it was it's throughout the entire... I'm not going to say how old I am, but throughout the span of my lifetime, we started off there. We're going to go through the whole set here. With Mr. Oscar the Grouch off of Sesame Street Gold with I Love Trash. I was given that record when I was 5. It was a double album set, and it had Sesame Street's greatest hits basically on it. The one thing I was disappointed about was, as a kid, is the album had, like, it's got this embossed gold record on the front, and I thought that the records would be made out of gold. And, you know, what a brat. Anyways, after that, we heard Stump. Great little tune there. Their only hit song, Charlton Heston. That was given to me by a certain Mr. Smilin' J. Willis on a great cassette that he made me this year. Thank you so much for that tune. Stump, kind of a weird band. They branched off into a band called Micro Disney, which wound up working with Sean O'Hagan, which wound up working with Stereolab. And Stereolab is who we heard right after Stump off of Fluorescences, given to me by Ms. Mo Gillis in 1996. And that was I've got the date written down wrong. 1995, December of 1995. And that album always makes me think of when she came and visited from the sunny shores, the wintry coldness of Montreal. And I didn't know that that album existed at the time. And it's still one of my favorites by them. After that, we had The Velvet Underground off of the Norman Dolph Acetate, given to me by Mr. Scott Vrooman 3 years ago. And the Norm Dolph Acetate, of course, that's the wonderfully lost record of all time. Most expensive album, I believe, of all time, too. Only one copy exists. It was the original pressing of the Velvet Underground and Nico album. We heard the alternate take of European Sun to Delmore Schwartz. After that, kind of a reversal. Kenneth Copeland, we heard there, of Jesus Country. Yes, the insane Kenneth Copeland. And a nice little rapture song. I thought it would be really nice for the holidays. It's called When Jesus Comes Again. And that, in fact, is a gift I gave to someone that they re-gifted me, if you will. After that, yes, it was Led Zeppelin. A gift given to me for grade 9 graduation by Miss Frances Dixon in 1988. Houses of the Holy, of course, and that was No Quarter. Mixed in really wonderfully afterwards with a band that kind of significantly changed the way I listen to things. Algarna Stradgard, they're called, which means Garden of the Elks. Swedish psychedelic prog rock from 1972. Fromden are et svad skept fronkant in fronten. How is that? Okay, that's the worst Swedish you've ever heard. But you heard a track there called 2 hours over two blue mountains with a cuckoo on each side of the hours. That is, that was given to me by Mr. Dale Davies and basically spawned off a horrendous 2-year-long buying streak of Swedish psychedelic music. Agnes Stradgard, if you must own one album by any kind of Swedish psych band, this is the one to get. After that, we heard Brother Isaac Hayes off of the Tough Guys soundtrack on vinyl, given to me by Mr. Mike Gagne back in 1997. Pretty hard to find on vinyl these days, apparently. Hung Up on My Baby, you heard there. After that, we mixed in Cluster, their very first, I guess, commercially released album, if you will. Cluster 1971, it's called. Been re-released on Four Men with Beards. That was gratefully given to me by Mr. Sean Cranberry for my birthday a few years ago. And after that, we heard Mr. Hageman. Great little side project from the leader of the Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. Brought to me by Mr. Gord McCullough. Bought at Exiled Records in Portland, Oregon. And we heard A Wine in the Litter. And then we had, of course, The Beatles, the White Album, given to me by Mum, Christmas 1986. That was a pretty good Christmas. I was explaining yesterday, I got two things for Christmas that year. I got a bunch of Beatles records, and I got one of those gift packs of Brut cologne. And when you're 13 years old, you sprinkle a lot of cologne on yourself over the course of the day. Like, you go through like half a bottle because it's like you can't smell it after a while. Yeah, so the smell of Brut always makes me think of the White Album and always makes me think of Christmas. We're going to be wrapping it up right here, and we're going to leave you with an album. And another great Christmas present blew my mind a few years ago. And it kind of works on a level of, I guess, the whole Christmas thing and stuff like that. In a couple days, yes, it will be somebody's birthday. And that's a track we're going to hear. This is one of the rarest records I own in my collection. And it's thanks to a very, very special lady that I own that record. Mo, I love you. And we'll see you tonight. This is the Desperate Bicycles. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.